second. Just call out the sponsor. This week's shiur is being sponsored by the Silberstein family. L'nishmash of Moshe Yosef and Meir Ol Shalom, whose yahrzeit is tonight. Rish Chodesh Kislev.
Okay, Abayisai, we're going to really touch the sugya, because this is a sugya that needs 20 hours. L'chalapachas. But at least one yisoy that I think will be very... For me, it was Messiah. I hope it will be Messiah Da'ilam as well. The Gemara here seems to say, that a gel toishav, Rashi, the way Rashi learns the Gemara is really the pashtas of the Gemara. The Emes Toishas is a tremendous chiddush in the words of the Gemara. In Chiddush, it's less of a Chiddush. But in the words of the Gemara, Tosfos is a bigger Chiddush. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Kishuoymeh, v'yinofesh ben amosecho, v'tzlaf bevet ol, akosem edah batem bevet ol, enil bevet mol, kishuoymeh man yinu, chavduch v'amoscho, homani mekayim v'yinofesh ben amosecho, bevet ol, v'ager z'ager Tosfos. State Klora in the Gemara, the Pashtus of the Gemara, is that a Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos. That's the way the Gemara reads. The Yinofish Ben Amasecha, Zeger Toshev. The aim of Zeger, the Gemara brings Zeger Omer. So the Maskona is that the Gemara seems to be saying that when the Pasuk says the Yinofish Ben Amasecha, is Zeger. They state. So Rashi learns the Gemara Kipshuta. And Rashi Taka says that when the Gemara says Zeger, it means he's Chayv in Shabbos. Shekibu. But Rashi gives a Hezbo. And Rashi's Hezbollah almost makes it more shver. Besides, the Tosfos goes to the sugya increases in the sugya of the Zohar, and there's many sugyas that seem to say that a Ger Tosfos doesn't have to keep anything more than the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But Lu Yitzuya, Rashi would have said that there's a din a Ger Tosfos has to keep Shabbos. Altonai Aloha. Ger Tosfos has to keep Shabbos. So then that would be the only Chiddush we'll be working with. We'd have to go through different sugyas and see, to fit it in, so it should stim. But the Chiddush, we could swallow the Chiddush. Ger Toshev has to be Mekabel Shabbos. In fact, in the Sugyan of the Zohar, you state Klodotten, the Machloikis Tanoim, how much a Ger has to be, Ger Toshev has to be Mekabel. According to one man, the Omis, Mekabel Kol HaTayr Kulu Chutz Min Avelas. Right? Nishta Zeh Gefelach. So Rashi says, I didn't Shabbos. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that the reason why a Ger Toshev has to keep Shabbos, Shekibel olov shaloi lavir avodis kechav. Ger Toshev was makabel not to be avod avodizol. The emes is the kabbalah of the ger not to be avod avodizol. Is eichad apella. What do you need a kabbalah for? It's one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Is mitzvah avodizol anyway? So if Rashi va'ot ve'ziva akosav al shabbos, the mechalul shabbos koyver avodis kechav. If that would be the svarer, then every goy should have a chiv to keep Shabbos. Every goy is mitzvah on Shabbos. If you're going to tell me that the reason why a ger toshev has to keep Shabbos is because he's mitzvah on avodah zarah, he's makabel shaloi lavod avodah zarah. So that svarer would be mechayev every single shegetz to keep Shabbos.
What are the words in between by what they was? You skipped these words.
Shekibel olov shaloi lavod avodah kichavim. I'm not trying to trick you here. And he eats the velas. No, he's allowed to eat the velas. L'chor Rashi means to be koyel that for sure he does. Because even the most machmir mandomar in Avodah Zarah, zoichel nevelas, zocht Rashi, but Shabbos he has to keep. The mechal Shabbos koyel Avodah Zarah. Every guy should have to keep Shabbos.
But he's mekabel.
He says he was makabel avodah zarah. You're saying he was makabel yidz avodah zarah. And until I get to this sugya, I never even knew there's a difference. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, unless you have some supporting thing, the Gemara in Sanhedrin said that avodah zarah by a goyim and yidz is the same thing.
Yeah, but you see the din of Shabbos being like avodah zarah. There's no half minute that by a goy it should be like that. Al kochach yidz avodah zarah is kayul more. If you see that,
I want to see a different child. Let me see a different child. If a Jew tackles Mechal Shabbos, yeah, is he Oven Avodah Zarah attack? Is it Taka Avodah Zarah? Let me see a different child.
Yeah,
There's a lot of things. Kol HaKoyes Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah. That's the Zogin Dosei Yad.
Yarek Val Yavor is a Chiluk.
Yeah?
Yarek Val Yavor is a Chiluk.
And there's no Yarek Val Yavor on Shabbos. Not only that, what you're saying, what you're touching on, there is a Tzitz Eliezer. This is going to, you're making it worse. Now it's 21 hours. The Tzitz Eliezer has got a tshuva that he wrote, Lagabi, why you need a posik. The Gemara in Yume learns that the Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTerek Kulu. The Gemara learns it out from B'chai Bohem. And then the Gemara brings, by Shabbos, there's a separate posuk. Achas Shabbos Hay Tishmeru. The Gemara says, in the 8th parak in Yuma, from there we learn, Acholak, that B'mokom Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to Machal Shabbos. So all the Achronim ask, why do you need a separate posuk by Shabbos? Shabbos is Kol HaTerek Kulu. So you like this. So he, the Tzitz Eliezer, says, Achap. His Einfall is like this, he says. Since Kol HaMachal Shabbos Doch Kilu Oven Avodah Zarah, yeah, in the Meila Efshad Adin for Yehareg Val Yava. So we need a separate Gilui by Shabbos. That Machal, that Azayit Azayit Taisur. Mamas with this gang. He tells to a Marik, but that's how the Tzitz Eliezer goes. That's why you need a separate pasuk, because. But the emes is that Kol HaMachal Shabbos Kilu Oven Avodah Zarah Doch Nit Nit Azayit Pashit. Doesn't mean that's mamish aved zora. He's zichan not an oivin aved zora. By a goy the zichan it can aved zora. The only way to say by a yid, what's taka pshat? Let me ask you that. What's the posh pshat? Why you taka a lot of machal Shabbos for chayla? Why taka? I will chayitz kiilu aved aved zora. It's a teretz. It's number one kiilu. You're allowed to, also, like I said, you're allowed to be koyis in order to save a life. Yeah.
Doesn't it mean it's
yeah. The teretz is it's not mamet. It's not a lav of a dezora. Shabbos is not a lav of a dezora. And I'll tell you more than that. There's a famous Reb Kivega in Pesachim. Kivega, God, some of the place can bring it down laloch and hilchas brachas. So Reb Kivega says a tremendous chiddush. He wants to say that although laloch is sovik brachas lahakol, kol haterekul is sovik brachas lahakol. He wants to say that's only by brachas hamitzvah and brachas hashevach. But by Birch Sanenim, you have to go Luchum. And what's up, Kivega's Chab? It's Kneva. The Gemara says that somebody eats without a brocha. He's a Gezel Kutche Brichu. Some of Mele is Moyel. The Gemara calls it Gezela. So, you have to be Machmir.
So, you shouldn't eat
also. Either you shouldn't eat, or it's Zichanat Sofik Brocha's Lok. Now, in order to eat, you'd have to make a brocha. He says, there would not be a dinner. He says this both in Agoyes Reb Kivega, and he says it in Chidushim in Pesachim on Kuf Aleph over there. The Gabi the din of Gzeret. Now what? How do we learn if we don't know like Reb Kivega? Most of the poskim don't like Reb Kivega. So how do we learn Taka? The Teretz is. It tells us first the Teretz. I want to see a different child. Could a person be Mekadosh a woman with an Oichel? I've had it. Gans Meseches Kiddushim is full Kitchen B'tmora. Yeah? What do you mean? He didn't make a bracha yet. He should have to make a bracha. They have a bayis and nothing gets me close. Come on! Kitchen begezel! And the Mekadeshes! Right? The Teretz is, Avad, it's yours, Lachol Dover. It's Chayv and Trumus and Maises. It's Chayv and Chal. By Chal, you need Lochem. It's Chayv and Chal. You don't have to make a bracha on the Chal before you mafish Chal. Elamai, the Abishter said, you're not allowed to eat it without a bracha. Now, if you eat it without a bracha, it's the Issa Brocha that makes it into Gzela. It's not that it's not yours. It's a Din Brocha, because there's a Din Brocha, now if you don't, I mean, the Chavetz Chaim says a beautiful vote. The Chavetz Chaim says, that's why by Nile, we say, Leman Nechdal Me Oishik Yodeinu. Oishik is Gzela. Mahaldach by Nile, right? So we're talking about Kol HaTerek Kulu. Why do we say Oishik? The Chavetz Chaim has a beautiful pshat. He says, if you're Maimik, the emes is the ganze welt belang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem HaRotzim Lo Yeh. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave us the Torah mitzvahs. It's no different than a tenant. A person's a tenant. And the landlord has a policy. This is what you could do in the apartment. Now, if you don't do what the landlord says, it was rented on these conditions. These are the limitations. It's gzeilin. Zokta Chavetz Chaim is oishek is kreil kol haterakula. So when we say Leman Nechdal Me'oishik Yodeinu, we're not talking about Dafka only Gzela. We're talking about all the Aveiros are a Geder of Oishik. Doesn't Chavetz Chaim. Doesn't give in the Litvish of the Kohen Gadol. the Chassidus Kohen Gadol, not wasn't a Kohen, but he was the Chiddush Yerim. Chiddush Yerim says the same Yisrael as the Chofetz Chaim. He says it somewhere else. He says it on the Pasuk. Where do we learn Vidui from? Vidui of Tshuva. Vizvadu. Where's that Pasuk? By Hashem Gzeles. The Pasuk of Vidui for Tshuva is by Hashem Gzeles. Frek the Chiddush Yerim, why is the Pasuk for Vidui by Hashem Gzeles? It's a general din, Vidui. Zokte, because every chet is a shemitz of gzeil. The same he said. So the way I type so by Birch Sanenim is the chi of brocha makes it gezel. It's gezel that you're eating it without a brocha. That's how I answer the way we pass it. We pass it in Hilchus Aninus that a oinen doesn't make a brocha. Even a Birch Sanenim. So I generally tell oinenim to be mahara. It's the hardest thing for an oinen, you should know. Yidin's an elach baruch Hashem. When I tell oinen he could eat without a brocha, they're like, it's hard for them to eat without a brocha. I say you could be mahara lebracha. You could be hiru kedibo according to the Rambam. You could be mahara lebracha nishkefelach. The cowboy paskins that you do make a brichsanen. Why? What's the cowboy's chab? The cowboy says gzeila. And oinin is potem and mitzvahs. A tonish ganvene. So he says that a brichsan mitzvah, any mitzvah he doesn't do. Brichas atfilah he doesn't say. But he says, Birchsanen, and the Kalbi says you do say, because of this idea, because of Gzela. Rav Shlomo Zalman Obach Zatzal had a tshuva on this Lagabi Tfilas Kalim. He says, what's the Isser of Tfilas Kalim? Is it because of Mitzvah's Tfilah? Or is it like an Isser? He says, Nafkamin is for an Oinen. If you learn it's a Mitzvah of Tfilah, then an Oinen could use a Kali that's not Ketavot. Because it's only the Mitzvah of Tfilah that prohibits him from using the Kali. If you learn that there's an Isser on the Kali, an Oinen can't do Isuch. So the mice are passing the Kalba. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Aninus, we go like all the Rishonim, that an Oinen doesn't make a Birch Sanenim. So what do we do with the Kalba's Kasha? The Pshat is, hey, yes, that the Oinen is not Mechuyiv to make a Brocha, it's not Gzela. It's Klapi Laya. If he'd be Chayiv to make a Brocha and he'd be using it without a Brocha, that would be Gzela. He's not Chayiv. He's not Chayiv to make a Brocha. Since he's not Chayiv to make a Brocha, it's not called gzeila. You didn't eat without a brocha. Oh, that's how I'm saying. That's the eitzah for all the poskim that a chalukah of kivega. They would say like this: sovik brochas lahakel. And now once it's sovik brochas lahakel, what's the rabbi kivega or kivega mishkefelach? How does a kivega fit with hilchos aninus? If that's what you mean to say, mishkefelach. Because a kivega could say like this: bishloima by a oinon, it's a ptur vaday. So you vaday potter from the brocha. Is gzeila in us need? But when it's a din of Suffolk Brochus Lahokal, so klapi shmaya galya, if you really, you may be chayv in a broch. So on that side of the haste is yegzeil. Kivega is not a steer with Hilchos Aninus. But anyway, Al Kapon, how do we get into it? Oh, because of what you said. So the Mamela, does all the by Chil Shabbos, once there's a din of Pikuach Nevesh Doiche Kolate Rekula, idach yen a chilu, not al the kivu even of a dezora. If I count, if you won't be machal, you're getting close to even of a dezora. The Abish is telling you to be machal. That's not Kilo of Rabbi. So L'chayr, the Goy doesn't have Talyag Mitzvahs. Including in that, the Goy, L'chayr, doesn't have Shabbos. I'm just saying L'chayr. So L'chayr, there's no issue here. What's the issue? But that's how the way Rashi puts it. Comes Toysis, and Toysis says, Pirish Bekuntris, Toysis Divya Maschel Zegher Tosh. Pirish Bekuntris. Shekibol Olav Shaloy Lavar Avodis Kichovim, U'machal Shabbos, Koivar Avodis Kichovim, V'koshim. The Imkain the Fishal and Sheva Mitzvahs. Then the Goy has more than Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. The Gel Tosh. When Mesechus Avod Ezorah Mashma, the B'Sheva Mitzvahs Shekibu B'nai Noach, Ikru Gel Tosh. It's enough. The Sheva Mitzvahs. That's enough. So he says like this, Tosfos. He argues and he says, we're talking about it if you look at the end of Tosfos, V'nireh, the last three lines, the Hocha Ba'oisim Alocha L'Tzerich Yisrael Dum Yedivin Nafesh Ben Amitzach. We're talking about the Goy doing Malacha for the Jew, which basically what Tosfos seems to be saying in Pshat over here is the way he's learning the Sugya, is regular Goy is Amir L'Nachri, Shvus, the Rabbanon, and by Ger Tosfos it's the Reise. I said, that's an uplaman. Tosfos is basically saying we're talking about an Amir L'Nachri type of thing, where the Goy is doing Malacha for you, by Kol HaTorah Kula Amir L'Nachri is the Rabbanon. By a Ger Toshel, the Amir L'Nachri is going to be the Reis. As I come to Chayis from Tosfos. Now, the way Tosfos is learning, it doesn't fit with the Smag and the Yireim. The Smag and the Yireim, by the way, hold that Amir L'Nachri is the Reis and Kol HaTorah Kula. Teil Amil Hanachi is the Reise, even though the Lashon HaGemara is Amil Hanachi Shavus, Kvadr Rashi brings down the Mechilta. Rashi in Parshas Bo, Rashi at the end of Parshas Bo, when it brings down the mitzvah of Shabbosan, it says, Kol Melacha Lo Yeyaseh, so Rashi says, he brings down the Mechilta, Lo Yeyaseh Al Yidei Acherim. That's the Mechilta of the Smag, that a goy can't do Melacha for you. Lo Yeyaseh. So again, so some say maybe the Mechilta is an Asmachta. Obviously, most of the Poskim Ol Amir Ol Nochri is the Rabbon. But the Smag, in the Yireim, the Smag says, Klo, that Amir Ol Nochri is the Raisha. The Machne Ephraim, he learns that if the goy is working for you, Yamol Tzedos Taka the Rice, if he's a poet, then it's the Rice. And if the guy is not working for you, then it's Taka Amir Lenochi the Rabbon. That's why he's Miyashiv. The lawyer of Ali Deh Acherim is Ali Deh Poyer. And he's Machadish, the Amachli Ephraim's Chiddush is, that when you hire a guy to do something, there's a din of Yad Poyer Ki Yad Rabbi. So there's the whole reason why Amir Lenochi is the Rabbonon is because there's no Parashah Shlichas by a guy. Right? Ain't Shlichas Barav Heir by a Yid. And there's no parsha shlichas by a goy, b'chla. So the whole thing is shlichas l'chumla mid'rabonim. So the machne Ephraim schap is that if you hire the goy, you're bypassing shlichas. You have another way to miyachas the ma'isa to you, not through shlichus, through poyer. And he actually comes out to machne Ephraim with a chiddush. He says that you could use this for halakula. Let's say you want to put up a mic in. Most people today have a mic in the house. A goy put it up. Rather, by me in the house when we did the addition, that I was makpid to build myself, the market, the railing. I nailed the nails in myself. Because I don't want to make the goy. The goy is not a bar shlichus. The Machne Ephraim says that if you hire the guy, it works even for a mitzvah. Al siyad poyo ki yad rabbi. It works. Machne Ephraim even once had a maisa with a shiluch hakana, was very high up, and he was afraid to go up. He paid a goy. So his Talmidim wanted to go up. He said, "If I'm not going to massacre my Talmidim." But the goy by Sukha is not gefell. But he hired a goy, gave him a couple of dollars, and he felt that there's a din of Yad Poyer. Not everybody's masking to Machli Ephraim in this pride, but that's the way he learned. But Al Kuponim, that's what comes out from Toysis, the way Toysis. But Toysis has two kashas. He asks, number one, he asks, L'chayri the Gemara says, now, you don't need more than Sheva Mitzvahs. Number one. Number two, and in that he says a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Goy should shuvas chayim. Number two, he says that in Perek Dalet Mechusrei Kapora, Kama Rabbi Kiva to get Toishim Ein Muzer Al Shabbos. So I don't know if the Olim got a chance to look up the sugi there, but if you look up the sugi in Krisis, you'll see there are three shittas there. Machlekes Tanoim, three way Machlekes Tanoim. Some Tanoim, one group of Tanoim hold that he has to keep it like Yom Tov. Ger Toishiv has to keep like Yom Tov. The second group of Tanoim say Kechol HaMoyed. And the third Shita is Taketz Kechol. That's what he's quoting, Toishiv. So it's interesting that Toishiv asks on Rashi from that Shita when L'chor the other Shita is Akash on him. The one who says Ki Yom Tov is Akash on Toishiv. Because Toishiv learns for Yinofesh Ben HaMasech is only Amir Lanachri. Toishiv learns he seems to learn that Ger Toishiv doesn't have anything with Shabbos. Right? It's only us. We're not allowed to tell the guy to do a malach of us. So Toishiv is only one out of three. Rashi Be'emes L'chayrish Tim is better. The truth is the other two sheets are not like Rashi either. Because Rashi seems to say regular Shabbos. And the sugi there is either Ki Yom Tov or Kechol HaMoed. Now another just one thing I'll take you guys. Another nekuda to be aiming on is we have to understand that even according to Rashi, and the simple reading of Rashi is that it's Shabbos Gomer. Right? Because that's what Rashi says. He's mitzvah ala Shabbos. The Rav Yoh, in Meseches Broches, in Simen Samach Beis, he brings down Rashi Shita, and he says, the same Shita like Rashi, he goes like Rashi. He learns the Gemara, Yinofesh Ben HaMeseches Ger Toishiv. He says he only has, the Ger Toishiv only has, the Lavim of Shabbos. For sure he doesn't have Kiddush of Shabbos. He doesn't make Kiddush, doesn't make Havdoleh, he's a kid, say, Ben Yisroel Amin, the Chagoy. He's parted from everything. The only thing is he has the Malachas of Shabbos. I say, that's what he said. I'm going to get back to the Rav Yoh. There's all strange things here. What, all these opinions are strange. Rashi the Hapella, Tosis Plius on Rashi. Tosis is a Pella because Tosis is ignoring Lachaira. That in that sugi of Krisis, there's a whole need in what a Ger Toshev is. And there is one Mandama Yomtev, there's another Mandama Cholomoyed, there's another Mandama who says Kachoy Lachol Tvav. Fine, what about those other two Mandama? So perhaps the way Tosis learns the sugi in Krisis is that according to them it's the Rabbon. In other words, the Ger Toshev really is a goy. Nor of us, they threw some things at him. Since he has a mixas geirus, the Rabbein of Gershon uses that loss in the creases. It's a mixas geirus, he has a shtickle geirus. So they gave him a little bit of Shabbos, either kiyamtiv or kechalamayit. It could actually be the reason why the Chachamim didn't give him a full Shabbos is because of Tosfos Taina. Akum Sheshavos Chayiv Misa. So they didn't give him a full Shabbos, but they gave him some shirayim of Shabbos.
So it's all could be.
No, I'm just saying how Tosfos would learn. This is what I'm suggesting. The Lashon Grad of Rabbeinu Gershon over there is Hichmiru. So the Hichmiru sounds like it was Chacham Chacham Machma. But if you learn the sugya that it's the Raisa, all I'm saying is that it's very shver on Tosfos as well. That sugya is very shver on Tosfos as well, because that sugya is suggesting that by a goy there's also an Indian, there's a Ger Toshev, there also is epis an Indian of Shabbos.
The fact that Tosfos could learn the sugya pieces from that doing from a lot.
No, because Lagabi that Tosis is also, you know, if it's been on Masechet's regular Shabbos.
Yeah,
that doesn't fit with Tosis.
But
nobody says like that. Nobody says Kishabbos.
Yeah.
It's either Yom Tov Cholom Tosis like Shabbos. So none of them are like Tosis. None of them are like Rashi, and none of them are like Tosis. That's what I'm saying. Those Mandom are not going like either one, Lachar. Okay. So let's go a little bit more into this to get a better Tfisa of what could be going on in the sugi. So the emes is that there's a big... Number one, we have to know what is a Ger Toshev. What is a Ger Toshev? Is a Ger Toshev a complete goy? Is a Ger Toshev epis a shtickle Yisrael? A shtickle ger? There's some gerist. There are kama v'kamarayas that a Ger Toshev is a shtickle Yisrael. When I say a shtickle Yisrael is the wrong lashon to use, he's a shtickle yotze mechlal benoyach. He's not a complete goy. What's the Rayas? The Rambam in Isuri Beit is a bunch of... There's a bunch of Rambams in... Shkrech. There's a bunch of Rambams in Isuri Beit. Perek Ches and Perek Yibbeis. But the Rambam says a very interesting thing in Hilchos Isuri Beit. He says that if a person is boyel, a bas ger toshev. You hear? Not a ger toshevis. A bas ger toshev, okay? There's no kanoyim poigim poi. Okay? O giyores toshevas, voltman giken zogan, okay? So the Rambam's saying even more. The Rambam seems to be learning there's a yichus called ger toshev. That goes to the children. The Evan also, Bissas Alman Melzer says a chidish nifla. They were only mekabel geri toshev, but the Rambam Akoponim says there's no din of kanoyim poigim poi. On a, it's not like a regular hamis. A regular boyel hamis is kanoin poigin boy. A boyel, somebody's boyel, a bas ger toshev ain't kanoin poigin boy.
She was born before.
Oh, so this is what the she was born after he became a ger toshev. Now he had a child. So the chiddush here is like this: lachayra, the ger toshev themselves, you could say a svar. Maybe you could say part of boyel hamis is it's. It's a bas el nechar. It's the avodah zarah. You know, you could say that. So you could perhaps say that a ger toshev came to Bezin. We'll soon see what the Kabbalah's ger toshev is. That it's actually much more than you think, a ger toshev. But you could say, you know, l'chol ha'pachas, he was makabel in our Bezin not to be even avodah zarah. So already, it's not a ben nechar mamish. He's not oduk in avodah zarah, and therefore there's no kanon poigin boy. Okay? We could buy such a thing. But that would make sense if this girl came to Beth. She was Makabel Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So she's not El Necho. She's not Oitzah. But the Rambam doesn't say this. He says Bas Ger Toshev. The Rabbi says, Amar Meltzer says a Chiddush. He says, what would be if the person became a Ger Toshev when Yevil, because we're only Makabel Ger Toshev Bizman Shai Yevil Noach. Bizman Shai Ena Yevil Noach, we're not Makabel Ger Toshev. Right? What would be if the man became a Geratoyesh of his mantra Yevel Noyek, and she was born after Yevel Noyek, after Yevel was born. So the Evan Hazel says, according to this Rambam, you'd be Potter. There would be no Kanan Pagan by. Because she's a Bas Geratoyesh. Zichron Geratoyesh himself that became a Geratoyesh doesn't lose his halacha. He's grandfathered in. Zokdel, the daughter will be a Bas Geratoyesh Potter. So what do you see from this? That there's a yichus. There's a yichus called Ger Toshev. And it's a different yichus. Like Rabbeinu Gershon Increase calls it a mixas geris. Kesef Mishnah says it's a mixas geris. Right? There's some kind of partial geris. You have to know what it is. What is the mixas geris? What makes it more complicated is that L'chaira, this Ger Toshev wasn't makabel anything new. In the Kabbal, the same thing that every Benoyach is chayiv. Every Benoyach is chayiv to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Benoyach. So the Aleph Beis of Geirus is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. What's the Geirus? I once gave a shit. It was an organization. I'm sure my remembers when I did this years ago. There was an organization they used to ask me every year to speak. They used to make like a convention, a Yachikala type of thing, like a vacation spot. They would ask me to speak every year. So I always told him the same Mishaber. I said, I'm an apolitical person. I don't belong to any group except for the Klal Yisrael. So if you can ask me to speak on a topic, I'm going to say what I think. I'm not going to say what, I don't know what your organization is, what their position is, but I'm just going to say, they said, fine, no problem. 100%, no problem. So this particular year, they asked me to speak on Geirus. Because that was the year when the Neman Commission in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if Thalem remembers that, but they were, they came with a pshara. This commission came up with a pshara. The pshara was that there'll be schools to teach the Gerim that belong to conservative, reform, orthodox. Meaning a person could get a choice which school he wants to go to. He could learn under orthodox rabbi, he could learn under conservative rabbi, and then there'll be an orthodox bezdin that will perform the Gerim. The person who did it had a good machshava, he didn't mean bad. He figured this is a way politically to be correct. So that way the conservative reform feel like they have it as a shlav. And the Geirus is the best. The Geirus is not the school. That was his time. So they asked me to speak on this topic. So anyway, before the shir, they loved me. And after the shir, I was machshel them in loisisna sochicho. What I didn't know is that the rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, who actually was the Rav HaMachshir of this idea, was invited to share too. That I didn't know. I would have been more sensitive in the topic. So basically, some of them felt, Kabbalah Smitzis, that's not part of Geirus. The Rambam states, the Agera and Perikid Gimel Yisuei Bia, the Rambam says, the Nichnas Lageirus is Mila, Tefillah, and Atzaz Damim. Today we don't even have a Karban. Kabbalah Smitzis, the Rambam brings down, but that's not. So I was a long shir, but the nakuda of the shir was very simple. I gave a mashal. I said, what would you do if you're makadosh a woman? Imagine a person goes to the chuppah, and everything is perfect. He has a ring that's mamish shavu puta l'chaladeis without any nothing on it. No chas v'shalom, no shmutzikis. I was by a chasta recently with a masada kedushin, pasul the kedushin, because it said inside the ring with the 18 carat. Not outside the ring. Inside the ring is 18 carat. It's an animal kodeshes. But so lemaisa, the everything is perfect. There's only one problem. The chosen didn't know that there was a kedushin.
What?
Kedushin.
The chosen didn't know.
The chosen didn't know. The chosen thought that he's really buying an amor of Ria. He thought the words are animal kodeshes. Let me see. He's buying an amor of Ria. Would that be okay? There's such a kedushin. There's two Edim that tell us, and that's Varm Shibboleth. Two Edim tell us that this chosen was taught before the marriage. Harayat Mekudeshesli means you're buying an Amav Riyah. Would you say the condition works? It's not Shaila. Zicha doesn't work. It would be Varm Shibboleth if we didn't have Edim. We have Edim and everything. Sayas Takasha. Look in the Gans Rambam. State Nish that one of the Tanoim of Kedushin is you have to tell the chosen that he's becoming a chosen. Look, try to find it in the Rambam. Go through Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra. You can go through 1,000 times. Yeah, I can find it. I said the Torah is very plush. Kedushin, the Aleph Beis of Kedushin is, you have to have Das, what the Kedushin is doing to you. What's the Kedushin creating? Right? So I said, what's Geiris? If you look at the Rambam says, the Chayim L'Doiris, Kishayirtza Ager L'His Gaya, the L'Stoifev Tachas Kanfei Hashchin, that's the Loshon Rambam. He says, Tzorich, these are the three things you have to do to become a Ger. But what does it becoming a Ger mean? It means I want to convert to what? To a Taryag person. Till now I was a Sheva Mitzvahs person, right? Now I want to convert to a Taryag person. How am I doing it? Through Aleph Beis Gimel. If this person was taught that you don't have to keep Taryag Mitzvahs, and that's what his Rabbi Muvik tells him, so he's not looking to be converted into that, so there's no Das Geirus B'chlau. So I time it that if a person doesn't have Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, so Apshad he's missing in the Maisa Geirus. He's missing in Das Geirus. He's not. He's converting into what? Converting into a Goy. So the Mela felt in... Felt in the concept, transition. Al-Kobonim, what's the Ger to us? The Ger Toshim is Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs. What's he converting into? How could it be a Geiris? How could the conversion be a Geiris if all he's doing is being Mekabel that which we already have? Do I saw the Tshuva's Pnei Yeshua? You have one? You don't have one. I have one. See, I have now here. I have 55,000 Svarim. My wife, I used to travel with suitcases and this, and now it's one clee. So I should have a chuvah's pnei yeshua. The problem is I can't sleep anymore, because at night I go to sleep. This is on my night table next to my bed. I have 50,000 swarm next to me when I'm sleeping. I can't sleep. But it's good to get some sleep. Okay, so shtey, let's get the Pnei Yeshua. I should have it. Yeah, the Pnei Yeshua. So Simon Gimel in here today. Oh. It's off the Pnei Yeshua, I say. Simon Gimel, actually. Yeridea Simon Gimel. If it says Ches, it's a mistake.
No.
Shtey to Azay. Says the Pnei Yeshua. The Omar v'hitim l'bnei noyach. The Gemara says in Bava Kama that ro sheva mitzvah shaloi mekayimim. Omar v'hitim l'hem. So the Pnei Yeshua learns that the goyim, even if they would do it now, they don't get reward as mitzvah v'leisa. He was Omar v'hitim. It's like the Rebbeinu Shem to some level took away the sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. Zok the Pnei Yeshua. The Gertoish of now is being Mekabel with Peteris Choyva. And he gets Mosah. He gets Chanals Mitzvah Vaisa. As if I state the Pnei Yeshua. He gets Chanals Mitzvah Vaisa because he's being Mekabel now. That's how he understands.
He's becoming a Benoyach.
He's becoming a Benoyach before the Omar V'hitim. Right. The problem with learning like the Pnei Yeshua alone is that the musig of Ger Toishev was before Amar V'hitter. There was a Bria called Ger Toishev before the Novi said Amar V'hitter. So it can't be that the Gansi Ger Toishev is nothing more than a Faloid and a Goy that became a Balchuve. Right? So Pnei Yeshua himself is not trying to be Miyashiv Akash. He's just saying a fact. I'm just saying it doesn't really answer Akash. Now, the Ramban in Meseches Makis, do we have a Ramban in Makis here? Yeah?
You have one.
No, that I don't have here. I don't have a Ramban.
Exactly. Yassi, on the brown, light brown.
The Ramban in Meseches Makis, if you don't have it, I'll tell to you about Penny what he says. The Ramban says in Meseches Makis that a Ger Toishev is Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach V'Toyra. He's Mekabel Toyra. You got it, Lishkech. Thank you. Thank you very much. By the way, this Pnei Yeshua that says Omar V'Hitir, the Ritva in this Suyos or Makis Davtes says the same word as the Pnei Yeshua. He said Omar V'Hitir Mamonim L'Yisrael when they were Mevatel the Sheva Mitzvahs, and he says the Ger Toshev is being Mekabel that which the Goyim dropped. He's being Mekabel. But the Ramban
at
No. The Gemara says Hitir, and the Rishonim learn Hitiron. He was Mater the Sheva Mitzvahs, and Mamela he was Matar Mamon. It went hand in hand. Now, if you look, they don't get schar for mitzvahs. They can't do it. Yeah. So the Ramban over here in the Sugyan Makis, he says like this. He talks about, you know, there's a whole sugya here of Goy Shaharak. This is God's sugya of Goy Shaharak. So he talks about Gertosh. He talks about Gertosh if he says like this. Gertosh, Kibel Olav Shabala Bezni Yisrael. That's how he starts off. The Kibel Olav Torah, he was Mekabel Torah. Yoiser Mishal Bnei Noach. Now, what does that mean? Mekabel Torah. The grizz in the stencil. When he talks about Gertosh, if he tells through this Ramban, he says, "What Torah? And what does he mean Torah? What the Gertosh of a couple Torah? Kibel Olav Torah. She mitnei shehu medaktik Olav b'yoser. He's medaktik more. Medaktik more. What does he mean by he's medaktik more? What's made up of that? But again, see, here we see this musig that the Gertosh is being makabel something additional. Shals, what's he being makabel? So I'll tell you like this. There's a famous machlokes. Famous machlokes about Shituf. That's why I asked Oyel to look up the Primi Godems. There's a machlokes about Shituf. Shituf means that the guy believes that there's Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and then he believes there's other forces of power. A Jew, Zicha, who believes in that is Oyel Rav Adizoha. Lo Yil Chol Him Achirim Al Panai, even B'Shituf, and that's Beferish in the Sugya. A guy, Shteknish Beferish. There is a sugya in Sanhedrin that's mashma shituf by a goy is not a problem. There are rishonim who seem to clearly state it's not a problem. Toises in Sanhedrin samach gimel, toises in becheres tav beis omid beis seem to say clearly that shituf is okay by a goy. Seem to say. I'll tell you why seem to say. Because they're really talking about a different child. There's an issue to make shutfis with a goy. You're not allowed to be a partner with a goy. Originally, bezmana tanoim. There was an issue to be a, because Shema Yishba B'Shem Akum. Because the guy will swear in the name of Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says, V'Shem Elohim Acherim Lo Yishama Al Picha. So that's the issue. Tosfos says that today it's mutter to make business with a guy, because they're not Nishba B'Shem Akum. And even if they are, their Kavana is with Shituf. Rove of them believe in Shituf. So they're not just swearing in the name of Avodah Zarah. He says, "V'anochri ene mitzuva al shituf." That's that. The Ramah in Arachayim and Simin Kuf Nunvav paskins this way halacha mais. That you're allowed to make shutfis with a goy in Ilchus Mekachom Hemka in Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to make shutfis with a goy, and the Ramah says because they're not mitzuva al shituf. Comes Reb Kiva Egel, like the Yehuda in the Tshuva Shreis Chay V'Kayim and Chelut Beis. This is goy is not mitzuva al shituf. What kind of business is that? Why would a goy not be mitzvah shit? A goy has the same avodah zarah like a Yisrael. Why should a goy not have? This is going back to what you were saying before, that maybe the goy is being makabel some other kind of avodah zarah. Now at least we have a pesavinkel. We could say maybe shituf. We don't know exactly how this connects, but maybe shituf. So this is what he says. The Primi Godim says clearly that a gertoyshiv is makabel shituf. So obviously the Primi Godim is going with the approach that a goy is potter from shit, mutter and shit. Okay? So Noida B'Yudin and Reb Kiva Eger want to say, no, avada goy is also b'shit. The only thing is, there's no iser for a goy to make a shvuah b'shem Hashem and b'shit. But if a goy is mamish believing in shituf, mamish in the goy is also oyver. But there are Atilei Achroinim who learn the Ramah Kipshutai and Toysis Kipshutai that a goy doesn't have Shitav Pachlam. And I'm going to show you the Mari Tumim, the Gur Aliyah Yehuda, learns that it's a Beferish Pasuk that a goy is Mutter B'Shitav. Now, not Stam a Shit in the Rishonim. He learns it's a Pasuk in Dvorim that a goy is allowed to have Shitav. He's Medayik like that from Abayna Bachaye as well, that a goy is allowed to believe in Shituf. Okay. So if we say a goy is allowed to believe in Shituf, then we already have a whole new opening. We have a whole new Pesach. Big Pesach. The Pesach is that we could say that a regular goy has Avodah Zorah, a different type of Hilchos Avodah Zorah. The Kertoshev is being makabel, a new kind, a whole new musik. Now, where does that musik come from? If you look at the Sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes, the Gemara brings down Kol Dover that was Koyde Matan Torah, and it's Tavu Bem Koyde Matan Torah. The Nishnis B'Sinai, and it was said again in Har Sinai, L'Zeu L'Zenem. Both us and the Goyim have a Chiv to keep. The Kol Dover Sheloi Nishnis B'Sinai, right? And the Gemara says, only the Yisrael Nem Avaloi L'Benem. So any mitzvah that said before Matan Torah doesn't say later, let's say Giran Asher L'Moshe, right? So then that's only for Yisrael. And any mitzvah like Avodah Zorah, like the Sheva mitzvahs that was said before Matan Torah, in some way or another, and said after Matan Torah, that's the Gemara. Comes the Panavizhirov. And the Panavizhirov says that the Goy keeps the Sheva mitzvahs based on what it was Kedem Matan Torah. Right? Luzel Zanemra, meaning the tzivui from before, the way he learns the Gemara is like this. There was a tzivui before Matan Torah, there's a tzivui after Matan Torah. Anything which didn't have a tzivui after Matan Torah, that tzivui before Matan Torah was going on the Jews. Anything which had a tzivui after Matan Torah, the tzivui after Matan Torah is going on the Jew, and the tzivui before Matan Torah is going on the Goy. As if I stay. Zokta Azachidish, the pun of Israel. When the Gertoyshev comes to be Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs, like the Raman says, he's Makabel Kemoshe Mitzuva Alpi Moshe. The Gertoyshev says, I'm being Makabel the same mitzvahs, seven mitzvahs, but the ones of after Matan Torah. I'm not being Makabel the Sheva mitzvahs from before Matan Torah. I'm being Makabel the Sheva mitzvahs after Matan Torah. Now, according to that, if he's being Makabel the Sheva mitzvahs from after Matan Torah, so then we could easily understand that it's a whole different ghetto. The Sheva mitzvahs of after Matan Torah could be different than the Sheva mitzvahs before Matan Torah. Avodah Zorah has a glaring difference. Shituv. The Goyim will not mitzvah on Shituv. If you hold, a Goy is not mitzvah on Shituv. Klai Yisrael will be mitzvah on Shituv. The Gertoshev is being makabel Avodah Zorah of post Matan Torah. By the way, the Ramban is mamish tfasayim yushak. The Ramban's loshen in Maseches Makos. Kibbel all of Zion mitzvahs. V'toyra. He was makabel that the Sheva mitzvah shouldn't just be Sheva mitzvahs. It's Torah. It's the way it was given from Moshe. And that's why his Kabbalah is different than Stam a regular. Now I'll tell you like this. Let's first get to the end and then I'm going to take your question. The Yaris Dvash, Vyenis and Yaibishitz, the Yaris Dvash, says a beautiful vault. But I'll just tell you the Tamsis, what comes out from what he says. He says, Mechalul Shabbos is Koivet Avodah Zorah. Is like Shituv. He says, Shabbos, really what Shabbos is the emuna in the hashgocha of every minute the world is being mudrach emuna gal yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Indian of Shabbos. And that's taka ki l'shisha kol burim v'oimdim, the Rishonim explain that when Hashem created the world, He created the world for 6 days. The Archaim brings the celebration also. Every Shabbos, the world regenerates. The Bnei Yisachar brings down from the Marash Primo. What's the reason why Klal Yisrael have a right to benefit from the world? It says there was a chalukah, the Goyim get Olam Hazeh, we get Olam Haba. What's our schus in this world? So the Bnei Yisachar brings down from Marash Primo, Hamatzu, Minadleka, right? Minano, Minadleka, Areilu Shaloi. He says every Shabbos, the Jews save the world through Shmir Shabbos. They save the world. The world was good. So basically, Shabbos is a testament to the ongoing hashgacha of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says the Yaris Dvash, somebody who denies in Shabbos, he's not really denying Ma'aseh Bereishis. He's denying in the Bria the continuous hashgacha, just like it was in the Sheish Yisimei Ma'aseh, the continuous going. So it's mamish Fasayim Yushak, according to the Yaris Dvash. The Gertoshev, who was Makabel Shituv, he, Taka, has to have a muni in the Ashgoch of Yom V'Yom. And therefore, the Shitosai, he has to keep Shabbos. He doesn't have to be in a Kaddish Shabbos, he doesn't have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. He doesn't have to make Abdullah on Shabbos. But in how much it's the muni in the Ashgoch of Yom V'Yom, Dos Neta. Since he was Mekabel Avodah Zorah as a Jew, and the Jews Avodah Zorah include Shituf, and the Arfas is being Mazma, that's the whole story of Shabbos. If that's the case, it's very clear why the Shabbos of the Gertoshev It's also clear what the Rambam means. It's a shtickle geirus. Because anybody who accepts the mitzvahs mikorech ha-toyrah, that's a shtickle yid. There's no kamon poygen boy. It's a different musag. He's a different person. He's a gavrach rit. Now, according to this, we can also understand, if this is the musig of the Geltoshev, we can understand Rashi Shita. We can also understand all the Shitas there increases.
Bas Geltoshev, are you also answering?
Yeah.
How are you answering that?
Because even if she doesn't keep the mitzvahs, so she's basically, she still has a yichus different than a regular guy. She was born from a chatziyi. She's a different yichus. That's the whole point. She's a different yichus.
You follow the yichus of the mother.
That's a different issue. That's a whole different issue. We go clapping Yisrael, but here you're not saying it's Yisrael. It's just felt in the Goyish guy. You're not saying it. But anyway, but that's a side issue. Now, if we learn like this, the sugyan increases is also very gishma. And I'll tell you why. Because there's a very fascinating tashbitz. Fascinating tashbitz. The tashbitz says that in order for somebody to be a mumer l'Shabbos, mumer l'kol ha'Torah kula, he has to be a mumer in avodas karka. Beis Yosef actually brings him down. In other words, if you have somebody who's not mechalel Shabbos by avodas karka, he does everything else. He cooks. He does all the lametes malachas. Avodas karka he doesn't do. He doesn't do harishin, zriyin, ksivin. He doesn't do avodas karka. Says the Tashbitz, avadi is mechalel Shabbos. And avadi is chayv misi, chayv achatas. But a mumer, he's not. Mumer l'kol ha'torah, he's not. So many bring down the tashbis. They say it's a medrash pliya, the tashbis. Where do you get such a thing? So one of the svaras that you could say to be miyashiv in tashbis is very simple. Why is a mumer l'shabbos a mumer l'kol ha'torah? Because he's a kofer in the breed. He's a kofer in the bar yelam. Okay. So let's look at it this way. Mumer l'yomtif is not a mumer l'kol ha'torah. Right? Even a mumer l'yom kippur is not a mumer l'kol ha'torah. Why? Because even though it's chamor, it's not a zeichel ma'isa b'reishis. So I want to ask you a shayla like this. Which melachas on Shabbos are a zeichel ma'isa b'reishis? Pass us all of them. Even though Yom Tov, you also have lametes melachas, it's not a zeichel ma'isa b'reishis. Pass the Shabbos, all of them are. But I want to tell you a chidush. The Tashbitz came and he said, no. I want to find a place that does not have Kedusha Shabbos or Yom Tov. All it has is zeichel ma'isa b'reishis. Which melachas are us? He found it. Shemitah. Shemitah has no Kedusha Shabbos, but the whole year, as the Rishonim say, the ganze yor is a Zeich L'maisi B'reishis. Which malachas are us not Shemitah? The Shav Sahor at Shabbos L'Hashem. Came the Tashbitz and he said, if you're only a mumer for all the malachas, not for this karka, liknisht in them the kfir L'maisi B'reishis. And the mele, you're not a mumer l'kol ha'tichikul. That was a chiddush from Tashbitz. I'm just saying, this gives a tavlin. We don't pass like the Tashbitz. It gives a tavlin to understand the Tashbitz is shit. There's another geder in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say, in order to be a mumer, l'chol ha'Torah kula, and this is the Ravah says, you have to do melechas avoida. What's melechas avoida? Melechas avoida, melechas yom tov. Loichel nefesh is not melechas avoida. The Ramban says that melechas yom tov, that the melechas that you're not allowed to do on yom tov, those are the melechas avoida. It says the pasuk called Melechas Avoid Olaisas, right? Again, you see a gedder where certain melachas go in the gedder of Avoida, and it's a gedder of a Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, and the rest are just because of the kedusha. According to this very gishmak, by the way, the Ramban in Moed Kotten brings down a sheet of the Chol HaMoed. There's three sheets where the Melechah B'Moed is the rice of the Rabbon and what exactly it is. But the Ramban brings down one sheet that holds that only by Melechas Karka is the rice and Chol HaMoed. Which is the same idea, you could say. Chol HaMoed only has the Zeichel Ma'aseh B'reishis. That's awesome. According to that, it's very geshmak, the different opinions increases. One opinion, Taka says, Geltoshev is mufka completely. The other ones say, we extract those things which are Melech Zavayda, those are included. But now at least, Loi Nifleisi V'Loi Rechoki, first of all, we understand what a Geltoshev is. We understand why it's called a Kabbalah's Torah. We understand also why Rashi has a tablet. So this, I think, gives us a little bio in a very complicated sugya, at least we scratch the surface. Amashu, you have a question?
You're saying that a goy is Mitzuv and Gezel,
that's a very good child. What about a Ger Toshev who's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, and now he steals pachas mishofa pruta, what would be by him? He steals pachas mishofa pruta. The pashtus is that the ger toshav doesn't have the ability to be mikel on himself, right? He could be machmer on himself, like the Ramban says, yoser dikdukim. So pashtus, the pruta won't help him. But that would be from the chilukim. There are the chilukim we find, let's say, be a shalai kadarka. By a goy is mutil. In other words, a goy doesn't get misa for be a shalai kadarka. Yisrael does get misa for be a shalai kadarka. Listen, we just started the inyan. I'm just hoping that this yisrael gives you a little bit of a opening to begin to understand it's a very complicated sugya, and there's a lot more to be maimikin in this sugya.
A goy gets misa for all
shalai kadarka. As the rosh is correct. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Kabbalah can make him weaker than he was before. It's added like medactic yoysel. That's what he said. Okay. Pausha. Okay, you know, we're very short on the Pausha. All right, we'll talk about Mechiris Bechayra just for a couple of minutes. Mechiris Bechayra. It's also, we took the most complicated sugi here, and we'll go to the Pausha. One of the most complicated parts of the Pausha is Mechiris HaBechayra. Mechiris HaBechayra has a lot of kashas on Mechiris Bechayra. On Yankev Avinu buying the Bechayra from Esav. First of all, what did he buy from Esav? So the emes is that there's a lot of different shittas in the Rishonim, what he was trying to buy. First of all, you have already for Chazal, Tagum Yonison. Tagum Yonison is mashma, he wanted to buy Olam Haba. This is Stam Abad Nezach. Esav's Olam Haba. If it was up for sale, I'm not buying it. Maybe it's mitzvah to keep it out there. I'm not buying Esav Zeilam Haba. Now, to Rashi says he was buying the schus to do avoida. Rashi says he said it's not roy that such a rosha should do avoida. The medrash buy the avoida. The Rambam, the Evan Ezra, and the Rashbam who learn always more b'derech hapshat. They say he was buying the schus of pishnayim. It's a business. He was doing a business deal. And then you have the Ramban. The Ramban Allah Torah says he was buying the mile of Bechor. In those days it used to be, he says, there wasn't a din Bechor like we have today. But the son that was a Bechor had the mile of his father, like the Yichlis, he took his father's positions. Buying, that's what he was buying. So the only thing that we could understand that he was buying is the Pishnai. That we could understand. And on that there's a whole bunch of kashas. Kedovah Shalei Baliyahu. That's the whole sugi in Yeshneichon. And that the Rivosh has the cash. And if you look at the Ktzois, he talks about it. Mamash by Yankiv and Esav's Mechir. How it worked. Dov Shalei B'Li'elam. And there's a lot of Torah on it. Dov Shalei B'Li'elam. It's only because of Chsor and Gemir's Das. Maybe that's why Yaakov made Esav swear. Because there's a Tshuva Sarosh that would have shvur Yaakov Gemir's Das. There's all kinds of Torah. But according to all the other versions, what was Yaakov buying from Esav? Buying the mile of Bechor. Either you're a Bechor or you're not a Bechor. What's Tutzach doing? You're buying Bechor. There's nothing to buy. What's past to buy? If Esav had a spiritual mile that he was born first, and then maybe he has a schus to do Avodah, you have nothing to buy from him. And if he doesn't, so you don't have, no, you're right, have nothing to buy from him. What are you buying from Esav? The whole thing is just it's Merafi Sigra, what he was buying. So I want to share with you a machshava that I had, which bothered me b'chlal since I'm a kid, on the whole leda of Yankiv and Esav. Peladik Ezach, Yankiv and Esav. What's the Peladik Ezach? Why did the Eibishter make that Esav should come out first? Look at all the problems we have because of that. The ganze hishtalshelus hadvarim is because Esav officially was a b'chol. Taka b'chol versus Nebuch Abuljar. Such a Bechor, it's never a Bechor Behemoth. That's what he was. He was a Bechor Behemoth to me. But he's a Bechor. He was a Bechor. Favosa the Eibishter Zegito. The Eibishter could have easily had Yankiv should come out first. Not only that, the Gaon has the whole famous Shtickle Torah. Yankiv was really conceived first with the Vlad. There's a whole Cheshbon. You're right, Rashi's Ayin, the one that's conceived first, is on top. The Eibishter could have flipped it around too. He could have been conceived first. He could have come out first. The Eibishter is no. I had a Maisa. This is coming back. Close to 30 years ago, my older sister was a Muberes. She was like in the 8th month. And it looked like the baby was breached. And then they used to get very, today they don't get so scared of breached babies. Then there's a breached baby, they're going to have to do cesarean. Anyway, I was learning in Eretz Yisrael. She calls me up in Eretz Yisrael. She did her research. There's a Choshev Yid, his name is Rabbi Yisrael Yankee Fisher. He was the Ravid of the Badatz. He has a skula to flip the baby around. If I could please go there. Now, I'm more of a litvisher. To me, the whole thing sounded as thick like shituf at best. I just spoke about shituf. It didn't sound very zayafum. And I knew Rabbi Sol Yanka very well. I used to shmuz with him and learning. I didn't see that he... I was embarrassed to even ask him such a thing. I figured... We talk in learning. That's Rabbi Sol Yanka. If you knew him, he was Kulei Teire Rabbi Sol Yanka. Anyway, so I went to him. And I sort of excused myself. I said, listen, I'm here. My sister told me, you know, I tried to act like I'm, you know, was Wilster from Mir, you know, I'm a shliach. I said, my sister said that, you know, she heard that you have a way to turn the baby. He didn't flinch. He says, what month is she in? So I said, the 8th. He says, ich kann drehen es jetzt. This mom is what he said. Ich kann drehen jetzt. He says, ob in the 9th monat, the baby turns again very often. He said it like I'm talking Asher. He didn't even like, yeah, better. Turned out, I would love to tell you there's a Rebbe ending. The baby turned by itself. I didn't use whatever his mahalach was, I didn't have to use. But this is a Maisi Shari. The Eibish to Ken Zichar Drehen. The Eibish to Ken Zichar Drehen. See, even though Yankiv was the Reishis Oyin, and the Goyin explains it's like a Shfeiferes, and the first one that's conceived comes out second, I understand. But Lamaisa, the Eibish took it to make Yankiv come out first. And then we wouldn't have had all the Tzoras. We wouldn't have had all the Tzoras. You should know everything, all the fights with Yankiv and Esav were about the Bechor. Bechor, that was the next week's parasha. Vayiga Bekaf Yerach Yankiv. 2 weeks from now, we're going to learn about it. With the Gidanosh, why did he touch the Kafa Yorech? Zok the Maral. The Maral says, because that's where they made the Shvur. They used to always make a Shvur by the Yorech. The Sar Shal Esav was trying to undo the Shvur of the Bechor. And that's why he went to the Kafa Yorech. What do we need the whole thing? The Eibish could have made it easy. Yankiv would have came out first. Everything would have been beautiful. Finished. What's the Pshat? Sometimes it's not a kasha that necessarily we can answer. But I'm just saying, this was always bothering me. Then I realized what Efshe Mekendo Zogim. If you look in Parshas Boi, it's brought down the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Kol b'chol b'necha tifte. Strange thing. Kol b'chol b'necha tifte. V'avato kol peterechem, this is the behemoth. And also b'chol odom, tifte. The obvious question is, what do you mean? The b'chor is that when the Skadish of Mitzrayim, they were going to do avodah. It was only after the Chet Egel Azov that the avodah was lost. Right? So why would the Eibish to give us a mitzvah of pidyon? Pidyon, I understand, was negayah after the Egel. The Bechorim lost the ability to do avodah. There's an inyan of pidyon. What's the inyan from pidyon? That's the chfar before the Chet Egel. The Eibish is giving him Parshas Boy, the Bechorim pidyon. So many of the Mephoshim, this is Nishman Kasha, many of the Mephoshim is this guy. What's going on with them? Ish lufim alol is different tichutzim. But I want to share with you a machshove, what you could say, what's going on here. There's a beautiful chassam soifan that says, why is it that a bocher is called a bocher? Once he turns 13, he's called a bocher. He's called a bocher. So by the chassam soifan's bar mitzvah, chassam soifan spoke. They printed the part of the drosha. So the chassam soifan by the drosha, he said that the reason why a bar mitzvah bocher is called a bocher is because he becomes nifcha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he becomes 13. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that's when he's makabal mitzvahs. Makabal oil mitzvahs. The Zohar HaKadosh says in Parshas Mishpatim, the Eibish is boicher the bar mitzvah born. As I state in Zohar. And the Zohar says Hashem takes the neshama to Shemayim and gives it matonis. That's where the minig of giving the bar mitzvah bochum presents started from Yen Zohar HaKadosh. In fact, they used to call it a doiren drosha. The bochum would speak in learning. Bar mitzvah bocha, they give him a doir and drosha. Right? But this already comes from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh brings down and so the Chassam Sofer said every bar mitzvah calls a bocher miloshen nivcha. He's chosen by Hashem. Hashem chooses him. And then he said in the Birchus Krishma, we say, HaBoicher ba'am Yisrael ba'avo. He says, Avo is b'gmatria 13. HaBoicher ba'am Yisrael, when is Hashem boicher ba'am Yisrael? Ba'avo, when they reach the age of 13, the Eibish is boicher. It's a fascinating Chassam Sofer. So I want to say like this. The Sipurna asks, why do we make such a party by a pigeon aben? God says, Sudu, what a party, everybody's excited in the times. Vavos machnum, vos the grace of Simcha. Zok the Sipurna, noisnim shabach voidol akurish bohu, she yotso me hektish lachum. He went from being kodesh to being choyah. The Sipurna just made the kasha 20 times big. Made it like this. I mean, maybe it's a sudas mitzvah. You're making a. What is it? What's even the sudas kasha? It's a sudas mitzvah. Terences, we don't make by stam mitzvahs. We don't make only. We make a sudas nisui. We make a sudas. Pig in our bed. What's the pig in our bed? What's the terence? If that is the kino l'david mi boyle. Mizmo l'david. Kino l'david mi boyle. The kid's becoming chulin. Why are you making a. Why are you giving a door? The pshat is. The idea of a yid is to be mekadosh t'chol. That's number one. A person has to be mekadosh t'chol. So kodesh merechem is a shemayla for a person. The person, the whole idea of being in this world is making the right decision and taking the chulin and turning it over to kedush. That's the job. A kid who's a kodesh merechem that's the tachnish shemayla. Rabbi Tzal Zolti, Zecher Tzadik Baruch Hu, said a beautiful thought. He said, why is it that Yankov was clapping to go out of the stomach? He had a malach in his stomach, teaching him kol terakulin. As I state in the Gemara Nida, says that the child in the womb. I had this with my wife when my son Svi, when she was pregnant with my son Svi, my b'chol. So she told me, you know, I'm always hot. So I told the Gemara Nida, ner doluk al reishay. There's a candle there 24 hours a day. My father's hot. Ner doluk al reishay. It's a good sign. It means the lights on. Ner doluk al reishay. So Bezal Zolti said, so why is the kid clapping to go out? Why did Yankov Avinu clap to go out? He says a beautiful vote in Bezal Zolti. He says, in the womb, the chassidim have a vote, the chassidim have a vote, to zayin ha-chavrusim et eisev and bethanish, give up the malach not to be chavrusim et eisev. Better have a boss of a dom chavrusim and not to be a boss of a dom rebbe and give up the... But the Bezal Zolti said a beautiful voice. He said, what's Shamalam the noise they call out terakul? He says it's automatic. It's like the kid has a cord to his mother for his nutrition. Right? Umbilical cord. And he has also a wire, like a USB port that we can understand in today's language, that's sinking the call out terakul. So for Bezal Zolti, Yankov wanted to pick learning. He wanted a Schwitzen learning. He wanted to be in Beismelish. He wanted a Horovin learning. He didn't want to have a wire going in. So when he passed the Beis Medrash and there was knackerei going on, that's where he wanted to go. That's why he was knocking to go out. Shaz, why Esav didn't go to the Beis Avodah Zarah, the Sapazim Dresh, was not for now. Why didn't he tackle leave? You know, Tchsigish is false. He said Esav was on the bottom. Yankov was on top. He didn't want to let him, he'd rather give up his Avodah Zarah, be Yankov's only king in Beis Medrash. He stayed there. Yankov's only cannot reach point. But Lamais, Bezal Zolti is a beautiful vote. So I want to say like this. The inyan of a pigin aben is that every Bechor, even if the Avodah would have been with the Bechorim, the Bechor has to understand that even though he was born with a birthright, because he came out first, he has to be Bechel. He has to know that whatever the inherent Kedusha we took away from him, you have to work on it. You have to choose it. You have to develop it. It's not that Kedusha comes, you're born, you come with it. Kemen Zogin, Dosa given with Yankov and Esav. Yankov was born Dafka the second. When Yankov had to be Boicher to be the Bechor, Yankov had to say, this is my whole Tshuka. He's going to work in Beis Hamikdash. I want to work in Beis Hamikdash. And Esav, I cared. Esav said, you know what? Kol Tov L'chaim Ol Shalom. That was the best pidyon of Esav's Bechor. Vayechal, Vayesh, Vayivez, Esav's Bechor. The job of the Yid is to be Boicher of the Tov. And Melechem and Zogin, that the Mechira really was more of a Gilui Milsa than a Mechira. The Mechira was a very real way of the two brothers showing what's important to them. Esav chose the Nazir Adoshim, and Yankov Avinu chose the Torah and Avodah. And the Melech, the Mechira was more a Semel. I asked you, what did he buy? He chose. And that the choice is what gave him the Inyan. Okay, Agut Roch.
Shkoyach. Shiva.
Cultivate. I could have.